Hello everyone, Mimi here. Thought that I would come out here and do an audio boom. This is the third time that I've attempted this boo because I'm scatterbrained for some reason and my thoughts are all over the place and I'm trying to stay on one subject. The weekend was a lot of fun so far. And yesterday, me, Amber, Dwayne, and Brian, all just us adults, we went to the water park and it was so much fun. We did the go-karts, which I did not do, and putt-putt golf and the bumper boats, as well as the lazy river ride, and there was water slides there too. And that was fun, you know. It was a lot of fun, you know, just us four and just hanging out and cutting up and having fun. And I think the latter part of our day was though in the lazy river ride. And then they had like a swim-up bar where you could actually sit in the water and have your drinks and stuff. Amber and Brian had a drink, but I didn't. I had a non-alcoholic daiquiri, which was pretty good. It wasn't that bad, actually. Since I can't have alcohol. Then we went back to the lazy river ride, which was fun. And it was kind of cool yesterday. Like, it wasn't that hot until, like, later on in the evening when the sun finally decided that it was going to pop out. So I thought it was going to be ruined for me because if it's too chilly, I will not swim because I will freeze to death. But I didn't. And we ate and the food was not very good and overpriced, so I guess you get what you pay for. But in this case, you don't get what you pay for because it was expensive and the food wasn't all that great. So after the water park, let's see, we went there from, let's see, we got there at like 11 o'clock. Around 11 o'clock. We were there, the water park closed at 7, we were there till about 6:30, and then we went to Marblehead Lake, and we bought some, before that we went to the store and we bought some steaks and some other side items and had a little lakeside dinner. We brought our little propane grill and we had a cookout. We cooked our steaks and just hung out and did what adults do. And it was just so beautiful there. Like, across the lake you could see Cedar Point. When it got dark, it was all lit up. It was so pretty. Absolutely, absolutely loved it. And the water crashing on the rocks and everything. I tried to do an audio boom, but it didn't turn out. So I was like, oh, that sucks. And basically, I didn't let nothing bother me yesterday. In terms of just certain issues. And we just being some adventurous adults and having fun and just hiking and walking around the water, walking around the lake. It was just so pretty up there. I love Marblehead. I love that whole area. Lakeside is just so pretty. And we were very, very exhausted by the end of the night. And then, like, to top it all off, after we hung out there and our cookout was over with and everything, we went to Catawba Island Club, which was awesome. They had a really nice little band playing there. And that was cool. Had music and stuff, which is expensive to get in there. We didn't actually go to the club itself, but we were like across the river from it. But it was where we were close enough to where you can hear the what was going on and the music and stuff. And we got home around, I would say, 12:30 last night, around midnight almost. Yeah, around midnight. And I was like, ooh, I'm not going to be able to make choir in the morning. I knew I wouldn't be able to. We were just so worn out. I'm like, oh, I hope Michael's not going to get too mad, but ah, well. As for things with the pregnancy, everything's going good. Everything looks normal. Test results are normal, which I'm very, very happy about. And I'm in my 15th week, and this week is when the baby is the size of a navel orange, and either boy or girl parts start developing this week. So I have an appointment on the 27th, and that's when I should find out the sex. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to find out what it will be that day. What if he will be a boy or if she will be a girl? So that'll be interesting. We're excited to find that out. We're not sure how we're going to reveal it yet, but we're excited. And I'm already starting to form. My stomach's already starting to get a pouch. Like, I'm starting to, like, by October, I would say, you'll really be able to tell that I'm pregnant. So, I mean, you could already start to tell now. So, definitely going to be a life-changing experience for me. I mean, you know, Dwayne has experience with children and babies. I don't, so, you know, I have a few things to look into. Like, there's a parenting class I want to take and Lamaze classes. That way, so I'll know how to breathe when delivery time comes. Yeah, I pretty much know who's going to be in my life in terms of my own family and who's not going to be. And I know it's sad, but it's true, and it's just something I think I've come to learn to accept. That, I mean, if nobody's going to be around now, I don't expect him to be after the baby's born. And I have a lot of thinking about that. I'm hoping, let's see, Alyssa, she'll be, after she graduates high school, we're hoping to get the hell out of Ohio and move south. I mean, the further away, the better. Like I said, it doesn't matter. None of my family really, you know, corresponds with me or anything, which, like I said, I'm fine with that because, you know, less drama for me. I need a stress-free environment, and I understand that everybody has their own things in life that they deal with, but I'm just talking about in terms of my family, because nobody else stresses me out and tries to put guilt trips on you if you don't make it somewhere, or if you can't make it to this event because you have your own obligations. You know, it kills me. So there's maybe, in my whole family, maybe 3 people I correspond with, and it's not even that much. And, you know, that's fine with me. But I have my own family I'm going to be responsible for now and worrying about, and my obligations are going to be towards our family and our child. You know, it's not going to be put your needs and your child's needs aside to come to one of my events, or to come to this or come to that, when nobody ever comes out here to see me anyway. So that's like I said, that's fine with me, you know. Doesn't bother me any. I haven't really even seen anybody all that much when my mom was alive, so either. So, but, you know, it'll be nice to have my own family, my own obligations, you know. Especially, I have big hopes and dreams for our child, and it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be, you know, the parenting experience is going to be an awesome experience. So, you know, parenting, I understand, doesn't come with a handbook. Babies don't come with a handbook, so it'll all be a new learning experience. And I've already had someone assume that I'm going to have bad postpartum depression, and that's sad, you know. That's not the case. I'm not, you know, nobody knows that. I don't even know that, you know. I don't think that's going to be the case, because I feel okay now. I feel like I'm all leveled out in terms of, like, hormones and stuff. It's not all crazy like it was. But anyway, I think this boo is getting ready to end. So I hope everyone has had a nice evening, and I still got to catch up on boos, and I will boo again soon. Bye.